In the latest USDA report, U.S. cotton production for the 2020 crop year was reduced by 1 million bales to 17.1 million. This is 2.8 million bales lower than last year. While all cotton-producing regions had reductions, Georgia and Texas had the largest state-level reductions. However, despite the drought in the Southwest, production is expected to decline by only 2% in that region. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to take a closer look at the balance sheet for U.S. cotton.
Looking at the U.S. balance sheet, there's a lot of uncertainty on the demand side given the unknowns regarding COVID-19. USDA is projecting a recovery in U.S. mill use to 2.5 million bales for the 2020 crop year. A decline is estimated for U.S. exports, dropping to 14.6 million due to lower U.S. supply and increased foreign competition. With lower production, ending stocks are projected to decline only slightly to 7.2 million bales. Current sales commitments for the 2020 crop year stand at 7.6 million bales due to a large carryover from the previous crop year. At this very early point in the 2020 marketing year, shipments have only reached 1.6 million bales as of September 3rd. China had the largest carryover from the previous crop year and has been the best buyer in recent weeks, resulting in current commitments of 2.7 million bales. Given all the different trade issues with China, those commitments are of particular interest given the Phase 1 agreement to increase purchases of U.S. cotton in 2020 and 2021. Demand is recovering, but there's still weakness as compared to pre-COVID levels. The latest estimate for the 2019 crop year of 102 million bales is the lowest level since the 2003 marketing year. While a recovery in mill use is expected for the 2020 crop year, the ongoing COVID disruptions have resulted in a reduction in the USDA estimate over the past 4 months, from an initial number of 116 million bales to now 113 million bales. This would represent a 10% increase as compared to the 2019 crop year and still appears to be a fairly optimistic projection.